Welcome to Psychology Tidbits. Join Dr. Carlos as he explores the many areas of the human mind.
Study finds that social media apps heighten sensitivity to peer approval in social settings. A recent study from the University of North Carolina found that social media use affected the brain matter in children, particularly the amygdala, which processes reward and punishment, also known as the threat center. It can also hold emotionally salient type of memories. They found in one of the first studies of its kind that habitually checking social feeds may change the ways early adolescents process social rewards and punishments. The changes are concrete enough that they can be seen as distinct and divergent neural pathways in brain scans. The researchers found that students who check social media more frequently experience greater sensitivity to their social environment over time. Those who check social media less grew less sensitive to social reward and punishment. In short, the kids who use social media more seem to become more anxious about social situations, especially as they aged, while the peers who used it less became less so. But remember, one study is just a piece of the puzzle, so we have to warn you against making sweeping conclusions based on this particular study. But it is quite clear, though, that social media is altering children's brains in significant ways that could have long-term consequences well into adulthood. Research appears alongside growing evidence. This is what it is when you look at studies, look at multiple ones, that the correlation between social media apps and increased rates of anxiety, depression, and suicidal tendencies among teens shows a high correlation, especially among teen girls when it comes to depression and anxiety, what they call internalizing behaviors, which are much more prevalent in females than males. Males tend to have externalizing behaviors, such as aggression, impulsivity, things of that nature. Social media, particularly Instagram, which displaces other forms of interaction among teens, puts their size of their friend group on public display and subjects their physical appearance to the harsh metrics of likes and comment counts throughout social media, especially Instagram, and takes the worst parts of middle school and glossy women's magazines and intensifies them to such a degree that can cause severe issues. So again, social media seems to be continually getting hammered on its negative consequences, in particular on teens. So my advice, if you have teenagers, don't let them go on social media, folks.